You're listening to Expanding Sacred. Yep, I've changed the title of the podcast. You know me, I'm always mixing it up. I'm always growing, changing, and expanding. Oh, I started this second spiritual podcast as a little experiment this year because I wanted to see if I had two podcasts in two different categories, like how they both did. And it turns out I want to keep both of them. They're very different. And this one is all about facing our fears, taking the things in our life that are scary and transmuting them into power and effectiveness. Well, Scared to Sacred was the name, as you know, and it's evolved into Expanding Sacred, the name of my upcoming online course as well. It just feels right. It feels like, okay, we were scared and we took that fear and we transformed that fear into something that we could use. And now we're not scared anymore. We're expansive and we know how to take any situations that come at us and turn it into something for our own spiritual growth, for our benefit. Those are the kind of topics I want to talk about. I love talking to people who have faced their fears and won. And what I'm doing right now is little mini courses on the topics that I'm going to be covering in my 7-week in-depth online course called Expanding Sacred. So if you are into this, if you like it, there's still a few days to register for my upcoming course. Registration closes on August 14th, and it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. I have taught a lot of classes. I've initiated a ton of Reiki masters. I've taught more students HUNA, Hawaiian healing, than I can count. And I've taught more massage therapy students than I can even count at this point. But for some reason, this shamanic empowerment course is lighting me up in a way that is so exciting because I feel like this is the time. This is the time for healers to stand up, show up, use their skills, use their gifts. There's never been a more important time to be of service to humanity. If you've had that heart yearning to help in some way, I want to support you with that. And that's what the course is all about. So you can check it out at evangelinehemrick.com for more information. But what we're talking about today is one of the training modules in the 7-week program, Connecting with the Animal Kingdom. Animal totems, animal spirits, how God speaks to us through animals. And I'm sure all of you out there have had some kind of connection, spiritually speaking, with a particular animal. Maybe it's not even an animal that you can get close to. Maybe it's something in the wild, something you've never even been able to see in person, but you still just have this strong pull toward the qualities of that animal. I am a firm believer, based on the experiences that I've had in my life, that this is a way that God communicates with us. And actually, we receive messages from every single kingdom of nature, whether it's the plant kingdom, gemstones. God is speaking all around. All we have to do is slow down, pay attention, and listen to the messages that are coming through. So that's what we're talking about today, the animal kingdom, because even if people have never really looked at anything from a shamanic standpoint, they probably have an animal. They may even know they have a spirit animal. It's a great conversation to have with people. It's a wonderful topic for family closeness or gatherings of friends of like, what's your animal? You know, do you have one that you've always been drawn to? Or do people give you likeness, you know, whether it's paintings or carvings or artwork of a particular animal, because that's how it can come to you as well. There are ways to connect with your power animal in shamanic journeying. And we really get into that in my course, but I wanted to kind of tell you how that works. If you're like, I don't know what my animal is, I don't know, just start paying attention to what shows up around you, number one. If you're walking in nature, if all of a sudden there's just this random occurrence of an animal in your home, those are all things to pay attention to. Usually, in a shamanic sense, if an animal presents itself to you in living form, that is a message. If an animal is in your path and it's dead, that is usually a warning. And these are just traditional shamanic perspectives for you, because I think that the modern relevant way that we use indigenous practices is, how can I tune into all the messages of spirit that are around me? That's what makes it effective. That's what makes it important. I'll give you some of my own examples. One time there was a squirrel that was on my path, like up to my house, the little steps that led to my front door. I went outside one morning and this squirrel was just, it like presented on my path. I mean, literally, he was dead, but he was laid out in such a way that I had to take notice. There's a part of our brain that always wants to go like, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with me, it's just random. But actually, if it's in our experience, it has everything to do with us. And there's always something to learn from nature. We can look at the qualities of the animal that's presenting itself and learn a lot about our own life and how we're using our own energy and how we're embodying or not embodying certain qualities that are useful. So this squirrel was dead and I was like, oh man, okay. I remember from my shamanic training, like that's a warning, and I don't know what the warning is. So I asked my teacher and I told her the situation and how it had presented itself. And she said, well, think about squirrels. They bury their nuts. They harvest their food. They bury their nuts and put them in the ground so that the ground softens them. They do not try to make everything happen at once. They have patience. They don't take their nuts and crash their nuts on the rocks. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting it. I started to get that message about how I was approaching my career at that point. And it, bringing in those qualities of the squirrel, of the patience and how they bury their food and they let the earth help them with their food. That message from spirit came straight to her because she was already years into shamanic practice. And I was thinking, how did you do that? How did you know just what to tell me about that animal? The messages come. The more we connect in with nature, the more we meditate, the easier it is to flow with questions like that when someone comes up to you and they're like, hey, you know, I had a possum staring at me this morning. You know, what's up with that? Okay, do you need to play possum? Do you need rest? Do you need to take a little time and do nothing? Certain transmissions from the animals start to come through us the more that we work with them. My very first animal that presented itself in a spiritual way to me was dragonfly. And she came into my life so strong. The year of my near-death experience, the year that I woke up, at the time when I was truly in the most transformative process I think I've ever been in my life, dragonfly was there to assist me with that. So I started just noticing dragonflies everywhere. First of all, I started being drawn to carvings of dragonflies, stones with dragonflies on them, paintings and pictures. And then the weird part that I want to really tune you into is other people started getting me dragonfly stuff without knowing that I was getting into it. That was the part to me that was so synchronistic. I could not shake it off, that there was nothing to it. It was happening all the time. I remember I was running my first day spa and I came out, I went back up to the front desk after coming out of a massage session. And there was this gorgeous dragonfly on the front desk with a little note from my friend Julie. She had brought it to me. The little note was like, I just saw this and I thought of you. That started happening all the time, where spirit was communicating back to me. I was starting to listen, and God and spirit was saying, pay attention. Learn about the characteristics of dragonfly. Learn about all the transformative spiritual change that comes when dragonfly comes into your life. So I was just amazed and I wanted to learn more. At that point, I was doing a lot of shamanic studies in Cherokee, North Carolina. So I was driving up on weekends a lot to study with a medicine man and his son up there. I started noticing how dragonflies would just be swirling all around me. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll dismiss that. It has nothing to do with it. And then I remember years later, I was going to a shamanic retreat, and I'd done a lot of power animal journeys at this point, and I had connected with my essence, which is wolf. And I will totally teach you how to do your own power animal work. But I was embarking on this shamanic retreat weekend. And at that point, it was years later, like I said, and I was thinking, dragonfly really hasn't been around much lately, but I'm really not in a major transformative period either. So maybe she's gone. Maybe she came in and she did her work with me, and now dragonfly is not one of my totems anymore. And I was just kind of having that thought. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I walk out to get in my car to drive to a shamanic retreat, mind you. There are dragonflies swarming all around my car. I don't know how many. I couldn't count how many there were. I just started laughing. It was like God was saying, no, we're not done. You're not done learning the lessons of dragonfly. Dragonfly is definitely still with you. And here you go. So I'm just laughing, driving down the road, and the dragonflies are still somehow hovering around the car as I'm driving to the class. It was like I was this big swarm of dragonflies. So I got the message loud and clear. And for someone really skeptical like me, that's very helpful. When messages come through, I really need to be kind of like kicked in the head to get the message. It has to be really loud and really strong. So, hey, if you're like me, don't worry. You will know what your animals are, especially if you're paying attention and you're asking. Because my power animal, when I first started doing power animal journeys, is a wolf. And that is so precious and special to me. And I've always had a thing for wolves. So of course I doubted that my totem could be the wolf. Because there's that skeptical part of my brain again saying like, well, there's no way it could be that cool, or it can't be that easy. My power animal is probably a tick because I don't want it to be. But what happened was every time I would do a power animal journey, my wolf was there. And I could feel inside the meditation, I could feel me integrating more and more with the qualities of the wolf. I started out as a wolf in utero, and it was like it was growing its little claws. I could see it in there. It was just so amazing to me to watch me develop those wolf-like qualities, and to also be blown away when I would meet on the street somewhere like Asheville, you know, like where there's a lot of healer type people, and someone walk up to me out of the blue and say, hey, you just seem like a wolf person. And I'd be like, I cannot believe they're saying that to me. But I still had a little bit of doubt. Like, could it possibly be, am I just making that up in my mind that the wolf is truly with me? That spirit is actually integrated and part of my essence, because that's the whole fundamental concept of a power animal. It's actually a part of your being. It's always with you. There's going to be other animal spirits that are going to come in and out of your life and heal you, but you're going to have one or two power animal, totem animals, however you want to say it, that are going to always be with you because they are you, in a sense. Well, here's when I knew for sure. And like I said, I need a lot of confirmation with my little skeptical brain. So I was leaving shamanic retreat and I had had some deep, powerful wolf meditations. And I'm on the way home and I'm like, I need to know for sure. Because a lot of shamanic teachers will say that your animal will come to you in physical form. And I was like, well, how's that going to happen? I mean, am I going to actually see a wolf? So there was my doubter's mind. And I kid you not, I got home from having that conversation in my mind of like, I really would really like the likeness of a wolf. I would like the actual physical sensation of connecting with a wolf. I got home. My dad called me up. And hey, how was your weekend? How was your class? He did not know any of that conversation that was going on in my mind about needing proof that wolf is my animal. And he says to me out of the blue, he says, oh, hey, I've got something for you. I've been meaning to give this to you for a long time. It's in your brother's basement. But a buddy of mine, he sent me a wolf from Russia, a wolf skin. And I was like, say what? You gotta be kidding me. He was like, no, I've had you this wolf skin for a long time. And it had the head and the entire body, the pelt of the wolf. And as sad as that was to me that this particular wolf had been shot, there was a bounty, an overpopulation in this particular part of Russia where this gentleman who was friends with my dad had taken the life of this wolf, had it skinned, sent it to my dad from Russia. Yeah. And it was sitting in my brother's basement waiting for me. And my dad had intended to give it to me all along. But no one could ever convince me now that when the time was right and I was ready, the spirit of wolf made itself so completely known to me in physical form because my father handed me an actual wolf. So there you go. There's my story. I wouldn't believe it if it hadn't happened to me, but I tell you all this because there is nothing special about me. This happens to everyone that wants to connect in with the animal kingdom and wants to spiritually learn about the qualities of certain animals. The more you meditate, the more you get in nature and connect, the more you are going to learn and benefit from all the self-development and self-awareness that the animal kingdom can teach us and show us. Because basically, certain animals are coming into your experience to teach you those qualities so that you can embody those qualities. In the shamanic course that I'm getting ready to do, we delve deep into the medicine wheel. And there are certain animals that are represented in each direction of the medicine wheel. And a lot of people just take that intellectually, like, oh, east is eagle or west is bear. No, it's not about that at all. It's not linear thinking. It's about what is that quality? What characteristics does bear have that when you're working on your emotions in the west, that part of you, when you're working on your intuition and you think about what a bear does and how a bear hibernates, all those kind of things, we can learn from every single animal in nature. So never underestimate how spirit can teach you, how incredibly wise and powerful the animal spirits are, and how they will come into your experience. I hope that you continue to connect with animals and let me know, what is your animal? What is your favorite one? If that's the only thing you've ever thought about is that you just have this affinity for one particular animal, let me know. We can delve deeper with that. And I hope you continue to connect with all the kingdoms of nature and share sacred space with me. Thanks for being here.